Welcome to Right Spokane Perspective with your host, Tim.
And Shannon.
It's opinion, fact, information, and your alert system. Stay tuned and enjoy the show. And welcome to Right Spokane Perspective on this Faith Christian Academy Friday. We were here with a couple students from the school. It is J&J Productions, Jonah and Jaden. They did a podcast competition and went to convention with the school. So we want to talk about that experience because we do see these Christian schools popping up everywhere. It's encouraging, and these students are engaging with other students from around the region in things called the convention. And we're going to find out about that after inspiration.
My favorite part of convention, kids get to get their hands on their activities and show their skills and their abilities and being able to throw it out there and say, hey, look, we know how to do this too. It isn't just adults. Today we're going to talk about Tell Them What God Did. My college friend Bill Tobias has served as a missionary on a Pacific island for many years. He tells the story about a young man who left his hometown to seek his fortune. But a friend took him to church where he heard the good news Jesus offers, and he trusted Christ as his Savior. The young man wanted to take the gospel to his people who were steeped in sorcery, so he looked for a missionary to reach them. But the missionary told him to simply go and tell them what God did for you. And that's what he did. Several people in his hometown received Jesus, but the biggest breakthrough came when the town's witch doctor realized that Christ was the way and the truth and the life. After he put his faith in Jesus, he told the whole town about him. Within 4 years, the witness of one young man had led to the establishment of 7 churches in the region. In 2 Corinthians, Paul sets forth a clear plan for introducing the gospel to those who don't yet know who Christ is, and it aligns with what that missionary told the young believer in Jesus. We are to be Christ's ambassadors, his representatives. As though God were making his appeal through us, every believer has a unique story to tell of how Jesus made them a new creation who reconciled them to God. Let's tell others what he's done for us. Heavenly Father, please help us to share our faith and our stories with others so that they may come closer to you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Well, a little bit later on, we're going to be listening to the recording that was presented at convention by Jonah and Jaden here this year at Faith Christian Academy. And it's interesting that you talked about sharing faith because we have a society where it doesn't seem like we can share our faith in a lot of places. But when you go to Christian school and you're sharing a Christian podcast or Christian events, otherwise sportsmanship, you can live out your faith when your children are attending those private schools. So we have Jonah and Jaden in the studio with us today. Woo-hoo! Welcome to the studio.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hello.
So you went to convention. How long ago was that?
It was about 2 months ago.
About 2 months ago, yeah. And you took a podcast with you. Tell us what your thought was about creating a podcast and how that came about.
How I felt about the podcast or like what I...
Yeah.
I wanted to do the podcast because it sounded fun and I got to hang out with a lot of friends and I also got to speak God's word.
What about you, Jaden?
What?
How did you feel about doing a podcast? What was the driving force there? Was it the whale or Jonah?
Jonah.
It was Jonah. Because you did talk about Jonah and the whale. That was how your podcast kind of came together, other than some opening entertainment. So we're going to be hearing that a little bit later on. What all happened at this convention? You guys were there for kind of like Jonah and the whale, 3 days, 3 nights, right? Is that something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah? So there was a whole bunch of events. So you guys had the podcast event. Tell us a little bit about the other competitors there, what they presented.
There were some kids who did science about animals, and there was another kid from our school who also did Jonah and the Whale, and I thought that was pretty funny, because we had no idea until we presented it, and then there was two girls from our school who did Noah and the Ark.
Noah and the Ark, okay. What was your favorite one, Jaden?
Jonah and the Whale.
Jonah and the Whale, because you guys did a good job there. And yeah. And so this was a competition. What kind of place did you take in the competition?
We took third place.
You took third place? And there was other competitions, too, that were going on. Tell us about the rest of convention. All these Christians from around the Northwest got together. It was how long of a drive was it to get there? Did it take 3 days, three nights, or just that's how long you were there?
That was just how long we were there. We were there. The drive took around 3 hours, and that gave me a lot of time to take a nap.
Nice, nice.
Jaden, did you guys stay in a hotel?
Yeah.
Was there a pool?
Yeah.
Did you go swimming?
Yeah.
With the whales?
No.
Oh, there was no whales.
No.
Okay.
So what was the list of events that you liked that you saw there that all the students got to compete in, Jaden?
What do you mean by that?
Well, you competed also yourself in other events, right? Yeah. Other than the podcast and speaking event. So I'm sure the next one you did was your favorite too, right?
Yeah.
Well, what did you do?
Free throws.
You did free throws, like from the free throw line basketball?
Yeah.
And how well did you do?
I got 6 out of 10.
Oh, that's
pretty
good.
That's better good than I can do.
So what other kinds of events there? You know, I know there's probably some academic ones too.
Yeah.
Any of those interest you at all, or did you get to see some of those happening?
Yeah.
What kind of events did you see there, Jonah?
I saw singing, and I also saw, like, spelling bees and science projects and wood carving.
Wood carving?
Wood carving.
Yeah. Wow.
That's pretty cool.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Is that something you'd want to do next year?
No.
No?
Because you can easily get cut with the chisel.
Mm. Yeah, the chisel. You got to get good with a hammer and a chisel. Yeah.
Jaden, what were you going to say?
Yeah, what other kind of events were there? Ping pong?
Yeah, ping pong.
So there's ping pong. That's like table tennis. Was there regular tennis or just ping pong?
Well, ping pong is a tennis court. Well, yeah. The table is a tennis court.
Technically, that's, yeah, table tennis. So was there, you had basketball, you had, was there math, science, you had any other kinds of competitions?
Clay sculptures or something.
Clay sculptures?
Clay work or something.
Wow. Wow, Jonah remembers that. So was there some pretty good sculptures?
Oh, yeah. There was this little kid. He was a little kid, and he made a really cool sculpture of a wolf.
Wow.
It was just the head, but it looked amazing.
So a pretty good artist. Lots of skills out there in the private schools. And now this is schools all around the Northwest, right?
Yeah.
So you got to meet a lot of kids. Okay, well, we're going to listen to a sample of J&J Productions, Jonah and Jaden, doing their story and witness. And we'll come back after the break, and we'll talk about that recording. So don't go anywhere.
Welcome to the Daily Bible with Jonah Bishop
and Jaden Gudgel.
Today is the Jonah and the Whale story.
This popped in my head, okay?
What's that?
What do you call a bear with no teeth?
What?
A gummy bear.
Okay, I have one for you.
What?
Why did the whale cross the sea?
To get to Nineveh?
Nope.
What?
To get to the other tide. Jonah was supposed to go to Nineveh, and he was supposed to ask everyone to repent of their sins, and he didn't want to because he was afraid he was going to get killed. So he took some money and he ran away and got on a boat. And when he was on the ship, he was sleeping on the bottom deck and there was a terrible storm. And Jonah knew that God was trying to tell him that he had to go to Nineveh or they would all die. He asked them to throw him overboard. And when he was thrown overboard, the storm immediately stopped. And when they did, he got eaten by a giant fish. He was in there for 3 days and 3 nights, and he prayed every night. When he was spit out, he landed on Nineveh. When he landed on Nineveh, everyone were all like, "Who is he? What is he doing here? Did he just come out of the ocean?" And he was walking around telling everyone, "If you don't repent of your sins, this place is going to get destroyed." And I'm going to ask you a question, Jaden. Are you ready?
Yes.
So, how do you think Jonah felt when he was thrown overboard?
Scared.
How do you think the whale felt when he swallowed Jonah?
He might have been hungry, and the whale might have did it on accident.
And how do you think Jonah felt when God talked to him?
Well, he got answered, and probably after that night, he got spit up into Nineveh. See, when you pray, you don't always get answered.
What do you think the people saw when Jonah came out of the ocean?
They were probably disgusted. He was all in saliva, so.
They're probably all like, he came from the sky. And do you have any questions for me?
Yeah.
And what are those?
How do you think the big fish felt when he swallowed Jonah? How do you think he tasted?
I think the whale felt like, I don't think the whale knew that he swallowed Jonah because Jonah was so small compared to him. And when Jonah was swallowed, what Jonah probably tasted like was mostly salt because he was in a salt ocean, and he probably tasted like sweat because Jonah was probably really scared. And how do you think God felt when Jonah told Nineveh to go repent?
Probably the best thing because it was going to get destroyed, so God might have been proud. I don't know. Maybe so.
What does the story mean to you?
Like, something bad happens to you, and you pray forever long. Like Jonah, when he got swallowed, he prayed for 3 nights, 3 days, and he was still alive. So if I were to be, like, stuck in a high tree in the jungle or lost for 3 days and 3 nights, I would pray for that amount of time and hope something would happen good because God works in mysterious ways. I have a question for you, Jonah. What does this story mean to you?
Well, the story means to me is if something goes bad, you can depend on God and you have to pray to God to make it go right. And if you pray enough, once something starts going right, it usually starts getting better and better. But if something starts going wrong, it'll probably get worse and worse. So if something goes wrong, you gotta immediately pray, because most of the time, when something goes wrong, it'll get worse.
And that's what Jonah did. I have a question for you.
What's that?
How do you think this story can be applied to our lives, or yours, or mine?
I think this can be applied to our lives by knowing God and answering what he says and to do what he tells you to do. And if you don't, the world's just going to fall apart if you don't listen to God. And if it weren't for God, none of this stuff would happen. And I don't know why people are scared to do what he wants, because he's the creator of the universe. He loved us so much that he gave us his son. And he also created the universe and made human beings. So it's like really insane that people would be scared to do what he wants, but it's also human thinking to be scared when you go to a place where there's lots of murders and like scariness and stuff. It's really scary. Sometimes when you travel on a boat, you might get tipped, you might fall out, you might get eaten by a whale or piranhas.
I have another question for you.
And what's that?
What would you do if you were stuck somewhere by yourself for 3 days and 3 nights? What would you do?
I would pray, most likely, and I would try and find help, and I would try and find a shelter.
And then my last question, then it goes back to you. What do you think he prayed about?
He probably prayed that he can get out of there, and he probably prayed that he would be able to survive, and he would pray that he would most likely have food and water and not be killed.
How big do you think the whale actually was?
25 feet. It's a good size.
It is. Back to you.
We're all like one big human being. Like, and if one of us doesn't work, the rest of us are just going to die. It's like in a human body, if the heart stops working, the rest of the stuff stops working. If the lungs stop working, it's all going to stop.
You got any questions?
No, I don't. Want to wrap this up?
Yeah.
Join us next time for episode 2 on the Daily Bible with Jonah Bishop and Jaden Gudger.
And welcome back to Right Spokane Perspective on this Faith Christian Academy Friday. We're here with J&J Productions again in the
studio today. And their pet whale.
Yes, and a pet whale. He had to stay outside. So we definitely had some fun listening to their podcast. And Just the joke. I've never heard the gummy bear joke before.
You've never heard the gummy bear joke before?
No, a gummy bear. A bear without teeth, a gummy bear. I bet Jonah wished he had some of those in his pocket while he was in the whale, too.
Probably thinking. Snacks.
Yeah. Well, and how did Jonah taste? That was a question that, you know, obviously it's all of God's creations. He's concerned with all of them. Maybe he made sure that Jonah, like, had his annual shower before he got swallowed by the whale. I don't know. Maybe swam a little in the ocean first. So like they said, he tasted salty. So tell us a little bit more about your experience and putting together that podcast, Jaden and Jonah.
It was fun, and it really helped me with, like, opening up my mind and, like, getting to know God more, because, like, you get to share his word with other people, and it was fun because I got to hang out with Jaden at the convention, and we got to embarrass ourselves because my voice was high-pitched and his voice was deeper than usual. I'm like, why is your voice deeper in the podcast? But my voice is higher.
And, you know, there's ways that you can change that inside of sound equipment, too, so you can change your tones. And I noticed you both asked questions. Is that your favorite part there, Jaden, is asking the questions?
Yeah.
You'd rather ask questions than answer them?
Yeah.
So do you have a question for me? I'll let you think about it for a few minutes. Jonah?
What do you think Nineveh looked like?
What do I think Nineveh looked like? Well, on our show, we report on the news a lot. We report on conditions in our society and our government, and remembering the story about why Jonah had to go to Nineveh was because it was evil and the people there were doing ungodly things. And I would think that those ungodly things, I know that's kind of a short story in the Bible, but you think about places here maybe that you saw when you traveled to convention, you drove through a part of town, you thought, wow, why is it so run down and bad? Maybe there was people doing evil there, you know? Seems like where people do evil, they also litter because they don't care about the gift of, you know, the environment around them that God gave us. So I would think Nineveh looked a lot like a homeless camp in a rundown prison where people are doing evil, not taking care of each other, not looking out for their neighbors, and not looking out for the space around them. So I would think it looked pretty rundown and like people that were not responsible were in charge. What do you think? Do you think I might be right?
I don't even know what it looks like, so.
I don't know what it looks like either. I guess they do have picture Bibles, but.
I would imagine that, yeah.
Probably run down.
Yeah.
Yeah, it seems like places that are run by wicked people get run down that way. Like third world countries where their leaders are corrupt and they steal their money and the people are living in, you know, old cardboard boxes and garbage all over the place. Yeah. Do you have a question?
Yeah. How do you think we can apply the story to our lives?
The story to our lives that you guys told at convention?
Yeah.
Well, make sure you pack some gummy bears. There's that. And then, of course, be prepared with jokes. Take a shower. But I think with life lessons is that, you know, obviously we should listen to God's leanings. And even though we're not next to the ocean, we probably won't get swallowed by a whale. But if we don't want, you know, those things that we described that Nineveh might look like, we want to be like the second Jonah after he was swallowed by the whale, so that we can go and witness to people and live in a cleaner environment where people love thy neighbor and, you know, just have a better community surrounding us and listening to God's urgings to witness.
That's a good answer.
So are you guys excited to go back to convention next year?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very excited.
Yeah. You're going to do some more ping pong, basketball, maybe some more podcasting. What's your plans? Or are you still working up some details?
Podcasting is definitely going to be one of them.
Yeah, me too.
And also, I think I'm going to sign up for checkers this year. My brother's going to help me with that.
Sign up for checkers? Yeah. Do they have chess as well?
Yeah, they have chess and checkers.
Yeah, you want to start out with checkers. Yeah, strategy there is a little bit different. Chess can be really tough. There's some good players out there. I remember doing that and school, and I always got my king knocked over, so, you know, it was tough. It took a while to learn, but there's kings in checkers too, right? You get down to the end, you got to king me. Is that how that works? So next time you do the podcast, you do a joke, I got a button for you. That button. So do you have another joke so I can use the button again?
Yeah.
Shannon never lets me use the buttons.
What do you call a cow with no legs?
Patty.
Ground beef.
Ground beef. Oh, that's a good one. I'm gonna That gets a double drum. Okay, what's the fact?
Okay, if what do you think would happen if you got swallowed by a humpback whale?
I would be scared.
You wouldn't, because, well, humpback whales don't have that sharp of teeth. They don't really have teeth. So, but if you manage, you kind of couldn't because they have so small of a stomach. But if you manage to get in there.
Are you saying I'm too big to fit in a whale?
Well,
I am pretty big.
That goes for a lot of people.
Like, they're normally just small fish and, like.
If you manage to get in, not much would change, but, like, maybe, like an hour later, you would, your body would suffocate because of the lack of the oxygen.
Yeah. Yeah. I definitely need the whale to come up for air every now and again. I taste better than Jonah, though, because I showered today. Mm. I'm just, back then, they didn't shower very often, so.
I don't think that's how I want to go to heaven.
I'm sure, I'm sure Jonah didn't taste very, very good at all.
That's not the trip I want to take.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So we've had a lot of fun on the show today talking about convention, talking about your experience there, working with other students. How do you like school?
It's fun because you get you get longer recesses and you also get...
Private school has longer recesses?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know if you're supposed to tell that secret out loud. That's like top secret.
We gotta edit that out.
Well, I don't know that we can edit that one out.
Everybody might want to come if you keep telling them the secrets.
Wait, come.
Yeah, that's a truth we're going to have to leave in there.
We welcome everyone.
So longer recesses, we like that one. But you also have a longer school day too, right?
Yeah, it's from 8:30 to 3.
And you know, I think that in private school, you also have a shorter school year. Longer recesses, shorter school year. Because the private schools don't take like every other day off for like in-service day, teacher, staff day. They don't celebrate all the holidays the public schools because there's like International Donut Day, I think the public schools take. So, you know, there's just holidays every other week that we don't need to take. So you get longer summer maybe too.
Yeah.
By just a few days.
Oh, I thought it was going to be 4 months.
Oh, I don't know that you get a whole month.
If you add up all the Fridays that you don't go to school because you guys only go to school Monday through Thursday, right?
Oh,
hey, there's that fourth month, just so you know. I'll point that out.
Yeah.
You said one of your favorite subjects was math, right?
Yeah. I like multiplication.
Right.
Multiplication. So you got to start adding up those
Fridays.
So that's
four Fridays times 9 months.
Multiply that. Yeah. So nine times four, nine Fridays.
That would be nine times four.
I think 18.
It's 36.
36.
36.
Well, that's more than 4 months.
He's right.
That's more than a month.
He's right. It's more than a month.
4 months of...
4 months and a couple days.
Yeah. Well, that's a cool part of going to Faith Christian Academy. But not all private schools. There's some of the private school kids that have to go on Friday, too. So, you know, we got to be thankful for Faith Christian Academy and, you know, support those other students that are going on Friday. You know, they got that extra day of work. But you do have work, too. You get sent home with homework. Lots of homework, right?
We only have we have 7 paces, which we have to do 3 pages in each. So 7 times 3 would be...
Jaden's correcting you non-verbally here.
Listeners can't see you, Jaden. You have to speak.
How many is there?
4.
Oh,
4.
Oh, there's 4. Okay.
I thought it was only 3.
So what's your favorite subject, Jaden?
Bible.
Your favorite subject is Bible. Okay, what's your favorite part about it, about Bible?
Reading the verses.
Reading the verses. Stuff. Like memorization? Yeah. You like memorizing?
Yeah, I'm good at it.
You're very good at memorizing?
Yeah.
You have a photographic memory. You can remember it after you read it a couple times.
Yeah.
Awesome. Keep doing that because the next fundraiser I'm going to pose to Pastor Danny is the Know Your Bible Verse show. Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
That'd be a good one. So which one is your favorite subject? You said math?
Yeah, I like multiplication a lot.
Multiplication. Well, that's, you know, another story in the Bible, you know. Multiplication.
Be fruitful and multiply.
I've never heard that one.
Well, and also, also, you're the witnessing that you do, going out and sharing,
creating more disciples.
It becomes, as a disciple, and you create more disciples, it becomes multiplication. Anything else to say, Jaden?
No.
No?
He's a simple man.
A man of few words.
Yeah.
Yeah. So do you like talking about the Bible or just the written word itself?
Talking about the Bible.
You like talking about it?
Yeah.
So other than Jonah and the whale, what's your favorite area to talk about of the Bible?
Like different stories? Talk about that?
Yeah.
David and the lions.
David and the lions den? So you got David and Goliath, and then who was it in the lion's den?
Daniel.
Daniel. So you like Daniel?
Yeah.
I like the David and Goliath one too, though. That's a good one. Five smooth stones solve the nation's problems. I wish if we could do something he like likes that to throw today. Rocks. Yeah, verbal rocks.
Do you think across the giant? Do you think that giant had a smooth brain because he got hit by a smooth rock?
I don't know that his fall was that smooth, though.
Yeah.
No, because he probably was like, boom, 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 and then fell.
Yeah, huge, huge giant. Didn't the giant have brothers, too, in the Bible? His Bible story?
I don't really know.
Yeah, he had brothers, but I guess he was the only one that was really ready to fight that went out there and taunted them. What was it, the Philistines? Philistines. So what about Daniel in the lion's den? Did you like? I'm kind of, not only am I allergic to cats, but I'm not a fan. So I wouldn't want to be stuck with especially large cats. So what's your favorite part about that one?
Well, you would have God with you, though. So
that's true. Well, God knew I'd be afraid of cats, or not like, I'm not afraid of cats, just don't like them a whole lot. So I don't have to live with any right now, except for I have one that gets in the house every now and again.
But the Lion of Judah is completely different than just a cat. The Lion of Judah is the Lion of Judah.
It's a big cat.
It's a big cat. It's like the kind of cat you want following you around.
You would not want that.
No.
I would want that.
So,
yeah.
Well, you wouldn't want it to be something that you stood against for sure.
Well, of course not.
So, but Daniel in the lion's den, what kind of situation was that where he ended up in the lion's den?
Daniel, right?
Did I say David?
Yeah, you said David, just like I did.
So Daniel in the lion's den. So what kind of situation occurred that had him end up in the lion's den?
Kind of forgot. No.
Did he sin?
I think, right? Think
Daniel? So. Daniel didn't sin.
So Daniel's prayed.
Daniel's brothers threw him in the den.
Brothers?
Yes.
Brothers.
Oh, I thought it was just these men. No, didn't
it was
like
Daniel
him.
Prayed.
Yeah, since he prayed, well, he that's got thrown. Right. That was Joseph. He got thrown
Joseph
into the
got
pit
thrown
by
into
his
the
brothers.
Pit.
Joseph
right.
got thrown into the pit by his brothers. But see? Daniel was praying, even though the king said, no more prayer.
No more prayer.
And he went and prayed anyways.
Yeah. You have to pray to me, otherwise you get thrown in a pit by a lion.
But then the king was really sad because he and Daniel were best friends.
Yeah.
And the king's right-hand man talked him into
leaving him.
Well, talked him into writing the paper that said, if you are caught praying, you'll be thrown into the lion's den. And so he was really sad that he had to throw his friend into the lion's den. And then he was extremely happy when the Lord saved him. And he said, the Lord is the Lord of all the land, and everyone shall pray to our Lord.
Well, when you try to get someone in trouble, it's most likely going to backfire, because those guys who try to get Daniel in trouble ended up getting thrown in the pit themselves, and
that's
then
right.
They got eaten up.
That's right. Can you think of somebody else that kind of got himself into trouble because he was trying to cause trouble like that?
I remember this one story from the Bible. There was this king, and there was this slave who owed him lots of, like, 11 bags of gold, but the king told him to sell all of his stuff because the guy didn't have enough money
to pay his debt,
then the king was generous enough and said, you know what, actually, never mind. And then the guy was all like, oh, I guess I'm free now. And he goes over, and then there's this other guy who owes him like 9 bags of gold, and then he doesn't give him the money. So he attacks him, and then he throws the guy in prison, and then
the king finds out about it,
and
right?
then throws him in prison. So,
because he didn't forgive his debts.
Yeah.
Even though his debts were forgiven. Yep.
Well, lots of Bible stories to go through, and only a certain amount of time in a podcast, but J&J Productions, I'm sure, is getting ready for another convention and another opportunity to share God's word through podcast and with other students at Faith Christian Academy. Again, you can contact Faith Christian Academy or any private school in your area if you want your students to have a great experience like Jonah and Jaden had at convention. All that being said, we're out of here today. We'll be back with you on Monday. You have been listening to Right Spokane Perspective. We are sponsored by Right Spokane Perspective LLC and made possible by advertisers you hear and contributions from listeners like you.